This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, friends. I thought you might want to know the answer to this question. What should a person do during Chazaras Hashatz? Sif Dalet. Kishashliach Tzibur Chozer HaTfila, when the Shatz repeats the Tfila HaKol Yeshlehem Lishtoik, the Tzibur should be quiet. Let's stop and focus on that phrase. During Chazaras Hashatz, the Tzibur should be quiet. Now, he's not coming to say that you shouldn't look at your phone because you're not allowed to have a phone in a shul. If you bring your phone into your shul, you're basically telling Hashem that you have no interest in actually making an attempt to pray to Him. You might be a good Jew in other ways. You might do other things that are correct, but tefillah won't be one of them. So the first step is, even before you open up Mishnah Berurah, is you need to leave your phone outside of the shul. Don't tell me it's on silent. No, you are too tethered to your phone for that to help. Okay, that just by way of introduction. You know, there are certain things. Your mother has to be Jewish, you have to have a bris milah, and you need to leave your phone outside of the shul. Those are like the basics. Then you could start practicing Judaism. But now we're talking about what else should you do. Now, some people, they turn into money changers during Chazaras Hashatz. They go to the pushka, and they fiddle around with nickels and pennies. Pal, Trump already stopped printing pennies. Forget the pennies. There are no more pennies. You don't need pennies. Why do you care about nickels and dimes during Chazaras Hashatz? Forget the pushka. You need to be quiet and to listen and to be mechavin to the brachos that the chazan is mevarich v'lanos amen. V'im ein tisha mechavnin lebrachosav, if you don't have nine people who are mechavin to your bracha, karov liyos brachosav levatala. It's close that the brachos of the shatz are levatala. So therefore, every person should view himself as if there are not nine without him. And listen to and be attentive to the brachas of the chazan. Some say that everyone should stand when the chazan says Chazar Sashatz. Says Mishra, Yeshal Mishra, Kainu, Loimi by Shasu Loimer, Imashach Tzibor, Kabrachad Habrach Vatala. It goes without saying that it's usher to say with the shatz the whole bracha, because that's a bracha levatala. Afilu leminkat imoy eza tevois me'em tsoi. Even to say along some brachas from the middle brachas, gamkin ena nachain. It's also not correct. T'yesh lachos misham shigra delushna, we're afraid that out of the frequency and the custom, the habit of your mouth, yoytzi bracha mipiv. V'koshikein oysam ha-magbiyin koylam. Okay, now we're talking to you. You who say, Avraham Yagel Yitzchak v'ha-asiyenu b'chag ha-matzais. You're now to do that. Ha-magbiyin koylam v'mazam ha-shatz d'have ki-yu-ara. It's gaiva. It's gaiva. V'yesh ligor b'hem. You should scream at them. That's what we're doing. We're screaming at you now. Stop it already. Stop singing along with the chazan. If they wanted you to daven for Amud, the gabbai would have asked you to daven. There's a reason he didn't ask you. He asked the other guy. Okay? When you go home, you want to subject your family to that? You know, that's between you and them. But don't subject the rest of the tzibur to it. Dahava kakalas rosh. It's also levity. Levity. We know you want attention. So you want attention by the kiddush, come up with some kind of comedy routine, say something funny, and people will laugh at you. But that the shul is not your opportunity. Ul'inyan isr sichas chulin. Now what about talking? That we'll get to in Siv Zayin. Kasav b'Siv Zayin. Okay.
Does this include singing along with the chazan?
No, by kedusha, you mean? No, it's talking about Chazar Sashatz. What do you mean saying the Shar Tshuva brings the Dershu quotes, Yesh Noigim Lo Omrim Yachad Im Hashatz? Achizor Shal Yegbi Es Kolev Gam Yom Rimoy Siyam HaBracha. Yeah, I don't know. Mishnah Berurah didn't bring that down, you know? So does that mean he doesn't hold to that? He doesn't agree with that? Not sure. Okay. Now, next. Siv kadin yad zayin ulechavin. Okay, yesh lizor miloymer tachnunim oilomoy beis chazar sashatz. Therefore, you have to be careful not to say supplications or to learn during chazar sashatz. Avafilu mechavin b'soif l'soif habracha. Even if you're mechavin to the end of the bracha, lanois amen karoy. Even if you have kavana to the end of the bracha to answer amen properly, shaloi tia amen yisoyma, kamay shizbar, gamkin lo yafe himaisim, it's not correct. She'im haloimdim yifnu lilimudam, because if those who learn will turn to their learning, ame aretz yomundu mehem shaloi lahazim l'shiach tzibor, then unlearned people will learn from that not to be attentive to shiach tzibor, v'yasko b'sicha b'tela, they're going to be involved in shatter, chas v'sham, nimtzu machtien es harabim. It comes out, they're causing the rabim to sin. Now, the Sefer Vavei Ho'amudim says, I am Moicha, and those people, they're Mespalel, Tchinois, Bakashos, during Chazor Sashatz. Whatever they ask for will not be given to them. Whatever they have, God will take away from them. That's not a good thing. Here the guy is whipping out his klaf, because he thinks he's going to make more parnasa by rattling that thing off during Chazor Sashatz. Says Vavei Ho'amudim, I would throw a rotten tomato at him. Not only that, I would tell him, God's not going to give him money. And whatever money he has, God's going to take away. That's pretty strong. Now, what if the chazan pauses during Chazar Sashatz? The Igros Moshe says, if the chazan pauses for whatever reason, you can't even learn then. You have to conduct yourself, Rav Moshe says, as if you're Mel Shmon Esrei. Now, this din, that it's only Alza Gezerah that somebody might learn from you and talk, that's when you know for sure there are nine people are answering Amen. But if you don't have nine people, Rav Moshe says, then you're Chayiv Meyikra Din to answer, to listen to the whole Chazar Sashatz, not just the end of the Bracha. Now, what if you finish Shmoneh Esrei after the shatz? So anyway, you miss part of Chazar Sashatz. You still have to listen to the rest. What if somebody's marich b'tfilasai and because of that he loses out from listening to part of Chazor Sashatz? The Ben Ish Chai writes in Parshas Kisisa, Shana Aleph Ois Vav, Ein Shum Chisarin b'tfilasai. Now, if somebody is Maver Sedra during Chazor Sashatz, are you Yoytze? No. It's a mitzvah haba avera. It's a mitzvah b'aveira, you got to do it again. So that's a good trivia question. How is it possible that somebody has to be Maver Sedra, the Parsha, Arba Mikra Ushnayim Targum? So the answer is, if they did it during Chazor Sashatz. I once had a big shaila. I was once invited to a siyum of a guy, and I know he learned the Masechta during Chazor Sashatz. And it was during the 9 days. And I'm not going to say what the answer is right now. Okay? There is a shita, the Ramami Pano, that you could learn by Chazar Sashatz. We don't pask in that way. We don't pask in that way. Does it have any ramification? Oh, off the air. Okay? But halacha l'maisa, you can't do it.
Is it you're allowed to, or ein limchais?
I think more than ein limchais. That's again, if there's more than nine. We don't, that's a das yacha, we don't hold that way. What about, are you allowed to think in learning during Chazar Sashatz? So again, if, according to the Mechaber, you can't. Because you need to treat yourself like you're one of the nine people answering Amen, right? You need to treat yourself like you're one of the nine people answering Amen. Now, so it comes out, The only reason you can't learn is people are going to learn from you. What if you're thinking? So the Dershu says it's okay. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you still shouldn't do it. Are you allowed to write Chidushei Torah during Chazaras HaShatz? No. Are you allowed to take off your Rashi tefillin and put on your Abeinu Tam tefillin? No. You can't do it. You're now to be Oisek in something else. You can't do it. I am listening to every word. You can do it in Middle Shemana Esrei. You can't do it during Chazaras HaShatz. If, let's say, you're not learning, you're not davening at that minyan, you're allowed to learn in the base medrash, then yes. Are you allowed to collect tzedakah during Chazaras HaShatz? No. If you're Maver Sedra, are you Yoitse? He brings in Dershu. Vadai no. It's a mitzvah abba b'avera. You have to do it again. And you won't be matzliach in your learning. Okay, what other goodies do we have on this? he says, okay, weiter. Ki'ilu ein tisha, alkein yir l'chachil l'chavin l'shmaya kol ha-bracha v'loisev bracha levad. Since you have to view yourself as if there are nine without you, you need to listen to the whole bracha and not just the end of the bracha. V'chavein, and you should be mechavein to the berachas hachazen, v'oilam nogin l'tzarf l'minyan u'lespal chazaras hashatz, afilu mi sheyoidim boi shemesiach v'einu shemeh chazaras hashatz karoi. The minog is that you bring into a minyan to daven chazaras hashatz, even a guy that you know he's talking and is not listening properly. The question is, you don't really have a minyan. V'nira li, says the Chavetz Chaim, it seems to me the Chayin Zeh Toiv Lesnai K'may Shekasa B'Sefer Shulchan Shloimai Sheyasne Hashatz Beinoi L'Bein Atzmai. The Shulchan Shloimai says that the Shatz should make a Tanai B'Chazar Satfilah Shem Lo Ya'anu Tisha Amein Achrav. If you don't have nine people answering, B'Chavnu L'Berchoytzim Sheya Tfilah Hi B'Tars Nadava, that his Tfilah should be a Tfilas Nadava. What do you do on Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos? You can't make a tonight. There's no nedava. Rav Chaim Chayefsky says you just that you say it. Now the question is, what do you mean? The mechaber said it's karev hadavar liyos brachas levatal. So I want to tell you something. In America, the minog is that once you have six people that finish Shemana Esrei, you start Chazar Sashatz. Straight up, the mechaber says karev lebrachaysav. Yeah, it's close, but it's not. It's karev. That's what Rav Shmuel first told me. That it's karev l'berchayis l'vata. But l'maisa, most places, they're not, you know, if you have a minyan mitzumtzum, you're always going to have a guy who, I don't know what the guy is doing. He can't read the aleph bays, but all of a sudden he's having kavanas rashash, you know? So you're not going to wait for the guy. You go on, you move, you go. And it's l'maisa, not l'batala. We had the svara earlier. The svara is, why were they misakin Chazar Sashatz? For Einoi Baki. But you don't have an Einoi Baki. Once in a while, there's an Einoi Baki. Yeah, but right now, there's no Einoi Baki. That's Takonas Chazal is to say these brachas. It's not a bracha levatala. It's maybe Karoiv, but it's not a bracha levatala. Anyway, Vaiter. Yamdu. The Rama says, the minog, some say everyone should stand. Taimam kivan shemechavnim v'shem v'shel tzibur. The reason is, since they're mechavin and they listen to the shel tzibur, v'shoymeya ke'oina, u'ki'ilu mispalim ba'atzmam damya, it's like they daven themselves. The minog of the Arizal was, he would stand by Chazar Sashatz with his feet together, and he would even do the kriyos during the baruchs and the moedim in the beginning and end. Rav Soloveitchik would stand during Chazaras HaShatz with his feet together, following the practice of the Gra, namely that Chazaras HaShatz is Tfilas HaTzibur, and therefore he would consider it like a real Shemayna Esrei. Okay, but that's not halachically required. V'chein hoye minog ha-kadmoinim. That was the minog of the kadmoinim. Let's see what he brings over here. Are you allowed to lean on a shtender during Chazar Sashatz? No. According to the Siminog of the Rama, no. That's if to lean in a way that if you take away the thing, you would fall. He brings over here in the Dirsh a very interesting lumdus of Rav David Kohen, that according to the Beis Halevi, who understands that Shomea Ka'ina, is that it's as if you yourself are saying it, so it's like you yourself are davening, and you need to stand. And even according to the Chazon Ish, that it's not the pshat, it's like you're saying it, but that the words of the Mashmia are attributed to the Shomea, it doesn't mean the Shomea is not davening at all. It's that the Mashmia is Yoytzi him. So since it's considered like you're davening, you should still stand. But if it's hard for a person to stand, meaning this is a real thing. Halacha for Ashkenazim is you should stand for Chazor Sashatz. This is not a custom, it's a halacha. This is not a minhag. The Rama brings down, you need to stand for Chazor Sashatz. What if it's difficult to stand? So, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Kaf HaChaim says, you could be Mekel, okay? If it's hard to stand, you could be Mekel. If you bike 5 miles a day, and all of a sudden it's hard to stand by Chazar Sashatz, you know, it's a little incongruous. What about, what?
It's like you're dominant, you have to keep your feet together too then?
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Keeping feet together is more of a minhag. Standing is a halacha. So, now what about during Chazaras Hashatz? I'm sorry, what about during Yom Noiraim? Do you need to stand the whole Chazaras Hashatz? So we just said, it's difficult. If it's difficult, Yesh Lahakel. Rabbi Yoshev said, that something very interesting based on the Marsham, that the Isser to stand to pass by someone who is davening only if he's saying the Ikar HaTefila Shatikno Anshik Nasag Doila, not when he's Mois of Tefilas V'Tachanunim. So the same thing it would be for Chazor Sashatz. So come out like this: if you need to sit for Chazor Sashatz, I mean, usually I will sit for parts of Chazor Sashatz on Yom Noiraim. It's better to sit during it's better to sit during a piyot than to sit during the Chazar Sashatz proper. What would be better to sit? There's no, you don't have to stand up when the Arna Kodesh is open, right? Meaning, in other words, better to sit during V'chol Ma'aminim, right? Better to sit, I don't know about V'chol Ma'aminim, it's a very important piyot, but better to sit during a piyot with the Arayin open, L'chayra, than to sit during Chazaras Hashatz proper. Yeah? I don't think most people do that, but that's what L'chaira, it makes sense. That standing up with the Arayin open is not Me'ikar Adin. Only when the Sefer Torah is moving, standing up during Chazaras Hashatz is Me'ikar Adin. Yeah? Does anybody say that? I don't know, we said that. Okay. Maybe that's just out covered. I don't know if it has a basis.
I thought I heard maybe on this chair from Mayor Jacobson a while ago, because I saw his father used to do the yeshiva, and I believe they said the reason, because halacha he's really be standing the whole Shemoneh Esrei, at least for the brachas to stand up for that. So Gila, you caught that part of Shemoneh Esrei. Mm-hmm. At least for the bracha.
Right, that's a tefillah. That's a Tiferes Yisrael special.
I think they said it in Queens also. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speak to your people. Okay. Sif hey. I'll call brachas adam shamei b'chol makom oimer baruch hu Baruch Shema. Whenever you hear a bracha, you respond Baruch Baruch Shema. It says Mishnah Berurah, Oymer. Vimu Oymer b'makom shein rasheh lahafsik. If you're in a spot that you can't interrupt, kugam b'psukei dezimra, v'kol shegem brachas kriyas shema, afilu bein brachom asal amra. You can't say Baruch Baruch Shema at a time you're not allowed to talk. V'chein im shama bracha shechayiv bay. Likewise, if you heard a bracha that you're chayiv in, and you want to be yotzei through the mevarich, keberchas shofar umegillah v'kiddush l'chai gavna in lanis baruch bo shemai. Whenever you're being yotzei the bracha, you don't answer baruch bo shemai. The shemaya koina u'kaman de amar ba'atzmei habracha dami. It's like you yourself said the bracha. V'have a hefsik b'bracha. V'ayin b'chayadam denishar b'tzarchin l'inyan b'di'evet. The chayadam leaves off as a tzarchin. If b'di'evet, you're allowed to answer baruch bo shemai. In other words, b'di'evet, if you did, whether you're yotzei. In other words, you're not allowed to answer baruch bo shemai if you're being yotzei the bracha. Do you answer baruch bo shemai on the Bruchas HaTorah? When somebody gets an aliyah, do you answer Baruch Baruch Shemai? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokein Melech Haolam. Do you answer Baruch Baruch Shemai? I don't answer Baruch Baruch Shemai. I'm not a big Baruch Baruch Shemai answerer, but there are many times you're not allowed to say it. You know, if you're Milv Davening, you can't say it. But I don't. Do you say it for the bracha on the Haftarah? It sort of goes with the tune. Yeah, everybody says it. Everyone's shaking their hand. They don't do it, but they do it.
What about Berachas
Kehanim? No, it's us to do it for Berachas Kehanim.
Why do we do it during Chazaras Shas?
One second. By the bracha on the Haftarah, all the people who shook their head say it. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Baruch Shemai. Yeah. And the more they shake their head, the more they're confirming that they do it. But yeah, the whole tzibur says it. But I'm not sure you're supposed to say it, because why not? Is the... What? Because you're trying to be yotzei mei brachas? So if you, so any time you want to be yotzei mei brachas, you can't answer Baruch Hu Shemai. Is that... So only on Shabbos, but so on the Tainus you do say it?
Tainus also you're sure, you're not eating.
Okay. Ukumanda Umar Baatsa Brahdahabi Baim Khan Shab Sahil in the Evan early the Yavid in Lahmer Baza Ayn Bisaf Mangimbar Mashikasa Bashem Masse Roy Keach, whether you answer whether what? Whether Bidiyavid you're Yoitse the Bracha or not. Meaning? Ah, you ready? Let's see what he says. What's the reason you're not to answer Bracha Roshma when you're not to be mafsik? Because it's not brought in the Gemara. And therefore, also in the middle of Hallel, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you don't say Baruch Hashemai. The Eishal Avram Abuchatz says that that when he would be the Chazan, he would not say Baruch Atah Hashem Yoytzer HaMa'oros, he would just say Yoytzer HaMa'oros, so as not to have the people say Baruch Hashemai. I think Rabbi Yashiv would say, if you do that, then nobody's davening B'tzibor, because the Ikar Tefillah B'tzibor is to conclude the end of every bracha, which means Baruch Atah Hashem. Do you answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai on brachas on the Torah and the Haftorah? The Elef Hamogen on the Matei Ephraim says, you could. What about on Shabbos when you want to be mashing the Mea Brachas? It's not a problem. Reb Chaim Kievsky says that since some say sheyoytzim b'zeh yidei choiva, you do not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai to the Berchas on the Torah or the Haftorah. Now, what choiva? Is it the choiva of Mea Brachos? Or is it the choiva of your chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah? So this is a bracha that you need to make. Now, well, I'm sorry, I'm taking you. The Ma'aser Rekech says that you should answer Baruch Shemai even when you're being Yoytzeh, because since you're answering it to give Hoidat Hashem, you answer Baruch Shemai. The Maram Shik says in the Chassam Sofer's Beis Medrash, they would answer Baruch Shemai even on brachas that they were Yoytzeh, and he didn't say anything. Rabbi say, have a great day. Kol tov. Sorry for the... No, what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.